It's been over 3 weeks since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, but the human death toll is far from accounted for. In the past 5 days, they found at least 2 people still clinging to life in flood-devastated houses. That's justifiably where our attention is still focused, but little by little, the long-term environmental damage is becoming clear. The most recent news accounts have the number of oil spills in southeastern Louisiana at 44. Current estimates put the shellfish loss at 99% along this stretch of the Gulf Coast, where the United States gets more than a third of our seafood. There are 3 Superfund sites in New Orleans alone and 31 total in the flooded areas, and as of a couple of days ago, at least one of these was still entirely underwater. Superfund sites are the most dangerous toxic waste sites in the country, requiring federal cleanups. Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi are among the worst states in the country for environmental protection, so have more than their share of chemical manufacturers, and there have been explosions and fires and spills at many industrial sites in the area. Just about any single one of these problems would have been front page news at any other time, but these stories pale in immediacy compared to other hurricane stories right now. One hurricane-related story that hasn't received much news coverage at all is that of the mosquito spraying using military aircraft that is now being done in the name of disease control. Adding another layer of toxins to the water is probably not going to make the situation much worse than the disaster it already is. But mosquitoes move about so much that spraying of pesticides to control adult mosquitoes isn't going to slow, much less stop, any disease spread. It would be far more useful in actual disease control to make sure every person working in the affected area has a good supply of an excellent mosquito repellent and use insecticides only to spray walls and ceilings of buildings where people are working or housed. I read on Lyndon LaRouche's website commentary about why we should bring back DDT, though people still whining about this never seem to notice that countries where DDT is still used have just as many problems with malaria as ever, and higher doses of pesticides are being used everywhere as mosquitoes become ever more resistant. I'm doing my best to compile all the Katrina-related news stories on my webpage at www.birderblog.com. If you know of any stories I may be missing, please email me at laura@binoculars.com. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.